Last night, this guy played guitar on stage, and it made me think of you, because you play guitar on stage. So I spent the next 15 minutes running a mental slideshow. Los Angeles, you give me half of your chicken salad sandwich. Indianapolis, you grab me because the smell of gasoline on my fingers turns you on. Chicago, we play Ferris Bueller and follow a kids tour group at the Institute of Arts. Ashland, you bowl 5 strikes in a row, etc., etc. I find this still happens a lot. Someone's wearing shoes, so I think of you because you wear shoes. You drink beverages and you breathe air. You can see how this might be a problem. Sometimes I just blurt your name out loud in my apartment for no reason, like I have a sudden Tourette's outburst. And I'm supposed to write this poem about you because I keep saying I'm a poet, and I've been trying for the last 3 years since you stopped bowling in my presence, but it keeps coming out like I hate you, I hate you. I wish I never agreed to date you, or the day you left the sunset for the last time. The trees wilted, the happy little creatures ceased to scurry, or my heart is a block of frozen, solid, petrified, cold, really hard ice without you, or I don't need you, never did. I can open my own fucking pickle jars. Oh, I can write volumes about every little one-night stand, pointless encounter, waste of saliva. I've tried to replace you, but you're drying up the ink in all my favorite pens. You're shorting out my keyboards and hiding in all my journals. You are the quintessential cock block, if I had a cock. You are the ultimate writer's block. Wait, that one works. The point is, I know you can eat a whole chicken salad sandwich, but I appreciate the gesture. And that stretch of 90 to 94 from Chicago to Rockford has never been the same since I drove it home from the end of time. And when you stayed over this past spring, you slept on the couch, you took a shower, and you left. But it took me 3 days to take your towel out of the bathroom, and 5 more to wash it. I find I can't really write about something unless I have a little distance perspective. But you're still mashed up against me like a Siamese twin. And the kicker is, I can't even say I want you back. You are all shades of chaos. I was only on your mind if I was waving my arms in front of you and having sex with you. I suspect you wouldn't have known the difference if I had been inflatable. And you only gave me the sandwich because you were being such an asshole. So if I asked, would I take you back? Yeah, I totally would. And that pisses me off, but if I was with you right now, I'd be sitting in some hotel room in New York, or getting my ass kicked in Scrabble, or pitching a makeshift baseball game in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And my debt would be twice as ridiculous. And I'd weigh 100 pounds because you supplement eating and sleeping, and not in a good way. And I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be running my own life. You are the rock star me I'm too impatient to wait for. And you've got nothing to do with anything. Most of my friends don't even know what you look like, so you are all mine. It's a terrible kisser and a really sore loser, and I suspect you'll litter my life with unfinished pages about the empty spaces you left in my apartment for years to come. And tonight, when someone asks to borrow a guitar pick or uses the words and or the, I'll think of you. Snapshot, something, somewhere, away from here and today. Not much I can really do about that. Just thought I'd mention it because it was on my mind.